The government's Commission of Audit says it's found savings that'll be worth $70 billion a year in a decade. But achieving that means slashing the size of government and radical changes to health and pensions. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, appointed the commission as effectively a razor gang to find big savings throughout the government. Its ideas landed today in a 5-kilo document that has a political headache on every page, but holds out the possibility of a budget repair as its conclusion. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley has the details.
Health is the dramatic change proposed. There'd be $15 co-payments for all Medicare services. Audit Commission Chairman Tony Shepherd acknowledges that's much higher than the $6 figure that's been tossed around.
We just thought that they were reasonable payments and well within the reach of the people that were asked to pay them.
$15 co-payments are proposed for the first 15 times someone uses a Medicare service. After 15, the co-payment drops to $7.50. For concession holders, it'd be $5 per visit, falling to $2.50. And to stop people going to the emergency department instead, there'd be a co-payment there as well. Mr. Shepherd says it's aimed at curbing doctor visits.
We think a relatively small co-payment, and certainly a very small co-payment for concessional card holders, will give people cause to think, well, do I really need to go or not? All Australians, on average, go to the doctor now 11 times per year. I just don't think we're that crook.
The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, isn't ruling things in or out at this stage, but he's not keen on that idea.
Mr. Shepherd's entitled to his views, and as you can tell, it's a very frank and honest report. You know, we don't necessarily agree with everything that's suggested.
Also in health, higher income earners would be required to take out private health insurance instead of Medicare covering the cost of treatment in a public hospital. Another radical change is for pensioners, although people are being given time to adjust. The aged pension eligibility age would rise to 70 by 2053. Mr. Shepherd says the pension indexation rate should be changed so it doesn't go up by as much.
On indexation, we've said let's tie the indexation of welfare more closely to the performance of the economy, i.e. average weekly earnings, but don't do that overnight, do that over time. Do that over 15 years. So nobody gets any reduction today, and all that we are doing is reducing the rate of increase over time.
In a move that would be deeply unpopular politically, by 2028, houses worth more than $750,000 in today's money would be included in the assets test for pensioner couples, and for singles it would be houses worth $500,000. Mr. Shepherd says those measures will hit the higher income bracket.
Age pension means testing, for example, I think including the family home is clearly something that would hit the wealthy. Seniors' health care definitely would.
There's a proposal for a big change to the paid parental leave scheme. Mr. Shepherd says it should be capped at average weekly earnings, not the woman's actual wage, and the savings should go into boosting childcare, including extending it to nannies.
In terms of participation, workforce participation, childcare was at least as important, probably more important than paid parental leave, in terms of certainly women's participation in the workforce. So we thought a solution which in fact gave a mixture of both was probably a sensible way of going.
The Commission wants welfare payments tightened and some young single people forced to move to areas where there are more jobs after a year on Newstart. And also it wants the minimum wage kept down. But government itself also comes in for radical changes. The Commission proposes privatisation of many government bodies, including Australia Post and in the long term the NBN. 15,000 public servants would go, and Mr. Shepherd calls for big cuts to the number of advisory bodies.
Let's get rid of the duplication between the states and the Commonwealth. Why should there be thousands of people in Department of Education man-marking people in education departments throughout the country doing exactly the same job? Ditto in health, ditto what have you. So let's get rid of that duplication and overlap between the two levels of government, which tangibly is not producing any better results. The second thing is, with 900 bodies, I nearly died. We couldn't even get a list of them all, by the way. We're not sure if it may even be more. All overlapping, duplicating, all giving advice, often conflicting advice. Isn't there a chance here that we might rationalise those and gets some ministerial responsibility, that'd be a novel concept.
The Commission's shake-up would see the federal government much smaller, with services including housing and education handed back to the states, who'd possibly be allowed to raise their own income tax. Mr Shepherd says it's reinvigorating the Federation.
The Commonwealth would continue to be the tax collector. That is a very efficient system. So the Commonwealth would say to a state, 10% of the tax we collect in your jurisdiction we'll give to you, and that will replace untied grants or tied grants, probably tied grants. And you can do with it as you wish. Now, an enhancement to that might be, well, within a band of 1% or 2%, you could go up or down on that. You could choose as a state that you'd have a lower income tax in your state or a higher income tax in your state.
The Audit Commission says if the government adopts this plan, it can make savings of up to $30 billion a year by 2017-18 and up to $70 billion a year by 2023-24. The Treasurer's first response will be included in the budget in less than a fortnight.
Louise Yaxley.